Who cares? This is my show, reporting live in Virginia Beach, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, the podcast app. Welcome to my show. We are live in Virginia Beach, and we are loaded today with a lot to talk about. One of the most current activities or what's going on in sports is a NBA Finals that is taking place in of course, Golden State right now. You got Drake all excited. You got the Golden State Warriors all happy and whatnot. And I mean, it's just a very, very good environment going on in the NBA. Then you turn to NHL and you got the well, look here. You got the Blues and the Bruins all tied up here, 2-2, 1-1 to 2-2. It kept going back and forth, and that's a good series too. But if you really turn for 1 second here to the NBA, you can obviously see that that series is good. The Raptors are up 2-1, which is a huge shocker for everybody, because everybody was thinking that it would be more of a Golden State rocking right over Toronto kind of series. I'll be honest, I personally thought that too. No offense towards the Toronto Raptors, but Golden State is tough, and and they're just crushing teams. But the real question is this: Golden State lost. They lost to Toronto. All that played last night was Stephen Curry. That was it. Stephen Curry was the only person that played. I mean, it sticks out as a superstar. Stephen Curry is it. And I've been talking Kevin Durant. I don't see the Warriors being as good without Kevin Durant. Look at this, okay? Number one, I have my concern is growing for the Golden State Warriors, because it went from, okay, I can see them still being good with Klay Thompson and Stephen Curry. They're still going to be good, but I don't see them being great. I mean, look at this here. You got who? Who really? Klay Thompson, Stephen Curry. Okay. Well, we saw a sneak peek of that. We did. Two games ago, somewhere in that area. Stephen Curry played. Klay Thompson played. Kevin Durant didn't. Yes, Golden State won. But I believe the main reason why Golden State won was because it was in Golden State. That's it. I believe that is the main reason. To be honest with you, Stephen Curry changed this franchise. Stephen Curry, Kevin Durant, and Klay Thompson changed it. But Stephen Curry was, I wouldn't say the beginning, but a few years ago, a few years ago, Kevin Durant played for the Oklahoma Thunders on Thunder. And I mean, look, the Thunder were great. Stephon Curry at Golden State. Kevin Durant went to Golden State. Klay Thompson came along. Look at Golden State. Now Kevin Durant might become a Knick or a Laker or the Clippers. Those are the top three teams right now where he could possibly go. And now, Golden State, for the first time in probably 3 or 4 years, finds themselves at a very, very jeopardy position. And I mean, look, the Raptors are right there with them. Will Kawhi Leonard stay as a Raptor? Or will he go to the party of the number, again, three teams? The Knicks, the Lakers, the Clippers. Or will he stay in Toronto, which is not out of the question, and only become, you know, Toronto again in the East? But I can tell you this, Golden State is in jeopardy. That's my point here. Toronto is in somewhat jeopardy. So the two finale teams, if you will, in the NBA find themselves in jeopardy. That's what the irony of the story is here. And in the NHL, you're not getting that right now. The Bruins, I wouldn't say they're in jeopardy. The Blues, I wouldn't say they're in jeopardy. But the NBA's top two teams are in jeopardy. That's the irony here of the story, and that's my main point. All right, well, let's switch to this. I have a growing concern for the Cleveland Browns. And yes, I still think they'll either win the division or maybe even, who knows, get a wild card. But I have a playoff potential here. Okay? But I mentioned this many times. I'm going to mention it again. The drama is what is holding them back. The drama is my big concern here. OBJ, also known as Odell Beckham Jr., and Baker Mayfield, I wouldn't say are going at it, but there's drama in that whole situation. It reminded me of the Pittsburgh Steelers not too long ago with A.B., Le'Veon Bell, Ben, the three killer bees. Well, who's the killer bees in Cleveland? OBJ? Baker Mayfield? There's drama there. I'm not saying that this is going to prevent Cleveland from making the playoffs here, folks. I'm just saying that there is drama there. There is drama with the Cleveland Browns, Baker Mayfield, and OBJ both had this drama. Again, just like the Pittsburgh Steelers with A.B., Le'Veon Bell, Ben. Except this time, it's a wide receiver and a quarterback. Just like in Pittsburgh, a wide receiver and a quarterback. All right, well, let's switch to this. Let's switch gears into this. I wanted to say, I'm going to compare Antonio Brown to the to OBJ. So, because we're on this subject, why not compare the two? Well, the first thing about these pair is they both seem drama-like. Okay? You're not telling me AB's going to go to the Raiders and all of a sudden change that franchise around. Because I can tell you this much. Just like the Cleveland Browns, I have a concern for the Oakland Raiders. That is drama between who? AB and Buffick. Okay, well, let's look at the Cleveland Browns. I have a concern. Why? Between OBJ. Drama between OBJ. And Baker Mayfield. It exists, folks. The second thing is, I think they're all about money. So the first thing is a franchise, maybe all about money. This is just my opinion here. But look, I think there was a difference. I think OBJ was happy with the Giants. I think the Giants were happy with him. He got traded. He didn't ask for a trade. He got traded. Well, look at Brown asking for a trade. So I think AB, I don't know. But I can tell you this much. Last year, Pittsburgh was making the noise. This year, I think it's going to be Cleveland and Raiders, folks. All right, well, coming up on my show, you don't want to miss it. I will be NHL and NBA and maybe a tab of NFL. I'll be talking about Ovechkin coming up on my show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the My Show podcast. We have a lot to cover here in Virginia Beach. There's a ton, actually. See, Ovechkin. Let's start off with Ovechkin. He's a great player. I mean, if you ask me, Sidney Crosby's number one, number two, Ovechkin, number three, Malkin, number four, Yoshi. Capitals and Penguins have four of the top five players. Two for the Capitals and two for the Penguins. But there's two players in that who stick out to me the most. Ovechkin and Crosby. I think Crosby's have had a little bit better career. I mean, Sidney Crosby's won two in his career, back to back. Ovechkin didn't even get there for like 12 years. And then he got there and won. Good news. I'm not attacking Ovechkin here, folks. Okay? Well, then this year, possibly back-to-back, I was thinking that, especially after the Tampa Bay Lightning got eliminated, back-to-back. And then the Capitals got eliminated. They didn't go back-to-back like Sidney Crosby did here, folks. Again, not picking on Ovechkin. I just got done saying he's probably the second best player in the whole NHL, in the whole world right now. And hockey is one of, if not the most popular sports in the whole world, especially in Canada. But I'm just saying that if you look at the status here, Ovechkin's won one Stanley Cup. He's made a lot of appearances. I just think maybe Sidney Crosby's a little bit better, only because of the status. That's why I picked Sidney Crosby over Ovechkin. If there was no status between the two, if it was there was absolutely positively no status, I would have no issue picking Ovechkin over Crosby. I've seen Crosby. When he's live, when he's on TV, he doesn't look like the best player in the world. Coming up next, that we're not taking a break right now, but I just want to tell you, speed while we're on the subject. Coming up next, I'll be naming the top 5 NHL players. Please stay tuned for that. But right now, NHL, I mean, I'm status-wise, Crosby's better. But looking-wise, looking like the best player under pressure, Ovechkin. Yoshi, I'll be honest, folks, about Yoshi. Yoshi not playing against the Carolina Hurricanes, if you ask me, eliminated the Hurricanes. Eliminated the Capitals. And the other four, number four that I said, Malkin, he is, his issue, I think, is that he cannot stay out of the penalty box. He's struggled with that when he's in, out. I mean, when he's an assistant captain, when he's playing, he's great. He's a great sidekick for Crosby, part of the Penguins' success, just like Ovechkin and Yoshi. I mean, the Penguins and Capitals have more similarizations than anybody I think ever thinks. All right, well, let's switch to this. Here's the thing about NBA. I think NBA and NHL are the two most upsets. I do. In the NHL, let's see here, the Predators was an upset, Avalanches, Penguins, Capitals, Tampa Bay, the Shocker of all Shockers. But yeah, I think NHL, NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks losing to Toronto, Portland upsetting how many teams? I think those upsets, probably the top two. NFL, look at it. The Patriots are in it. It's getting more and more predictable. Patriots always are in the Super Bowl. Steelers, more than not in the playoffs. Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes and Hill, they are great. Okay. Chiefs are normally in it. The Patriots division, Patriots, Dolphins, Jets. I mean, no offense here, but the Patriots, I mean, that's easy to win that division. It's probably the easiest division in NFL. The Jets will be better with Bell. So I think they're coming second place. I think that division will go Patriots, Jets, Dolphins. I think Buffalo's just there. Let's switch to this. So like I said, I mean, I think there's a ton of upsets, but NFL and let's talk about this real quick. Stanley Cup, then we're going to take a break and do the last podcast of the day. Stanley Cup. Well, let me tell you. 1-0, 1-1, 2-1, 2-2. And I honestly think it's going to go 3-2, 3-3. I could see this happen a game 7. I don't know. This is hilarious because the Blues are hanging in there. I never doubted that they would not. I picked the Bruins because I just think they're a better hockey organization. And the Blues have shocked me probably the most in the NHL this year. And some say, well, the Blue Jackets losing to the Tampa Bay. Well, hang on here. I'm talking team, not series. Blue Jackets are good. No offense, Blue Jackets, but did anybody actually pick them? Now, nobody picked them against the Lightning. Well, the Bruins had no issue knocking them out. And I'm not picking here on the Blue Jackets. But, I mean, if you're talking team, yes, they surprised me. Yes, the New York Islanders surprised me. Yes, the Sharks. Yes, the Avalanches. Well, hang on here. The Blues in January were probably the weakest team in the NHL. Now they're in the Stanley Cup. Blue Jackets, you surprised me against Tampa Bay. Kudos to you. New York Islanders, great job against the Penguins. Kudos to you. Hurricanes, great job against the Islanders and Capitals. Kudos to you. Sharks, Avalanches, Stars. Those are all serious people. Tampa Bay and Blue Jackets, the Blue Jackets, in the near future, I can see them winning. They have improved. I mean, knocking Tampa Bay out, wow. And I said yesterday, I think they let their guard down. All right, well, coming up on my show, don't want to miss it, top five NHL players. Stay tuned for that on my show. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the My Show podcast. We are live in Virginia Beach. I wanted to say real quick, I wanted to break the Blue Jackets down. They are a great organization. I could have seen them beating the Bruins. I just feel like they sometimes let their guard down a little bit. But in the near future, I can definitely see them winning the Stanley Cup. All right, well, I wanted to do the top five players in the NHL. Number five. Wow. I've been just studying. A trade here. Yeah, Kiesel. I think he is number five. Number four, I think, is going to be Yoshi. Well, I could see Yoshi and Malkin are very close. I don't know if Malkin could make a team lose. Yoshi not playing against the Hurricanes, I think they lost because of that. But if Malkin did not play against the series, would the Penguins lose? I don't know. So number four is Yoshi. Number three, I'm going to have to say, is Malkin. But again, three and four are very, very, very close. So Malkin is number four. Excuse me, number three. Number two, if you go status-wise, and again, these two are very, very close. Status-wise, Crosby. Playing-wise, Ovechkin. But again, Ovechkin and Crosby, number one, number two. And again, they are really close, depending on how you look at this. Status-wise, Crosby. Watching them play. Ovechkin. All right. Well, talk to you tomorrow. Coming up tomorrow, there is a lot of NHL teams I'm breaking down. Okay. The Blue Jackets, the Penguins, a lot of MLB teams, Pirates, Yankees, Houston. All those teams are coming up on my show tomorrow. So thanks for listening to the My Show podcast. One last time, we are live in Virginia Beach. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday night. Enjoy your Friday morning. We'll talk Friday afternoon. We'll talk tomorrow. Have a great day.